Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, did we do it? Did we save the daylight?
Oh, we saved it.
Did we save the daylight this weekend?
You know what? I hear, like, everybody, like, oh, it messes with you. How do we even know barely 24 hours later?
It doesn't mess with anybody.
The only thing that I wish they'd do different is, why can't we do it on Monday at noon? You know what I mean? I think everybody would be a lot more on board with it if you planned it better. Like, don't take away part of our weekend. We're going to, you know, get the same. We're going to set the sun the same way regardless, but. But, you know, let's do it on a Monday at noon or one.
You're so lazy.
But why not?
Why not?
That makes way more sense.
Why not? Let's just jump to Fast Five right now and get it
done. See?
This story's out this morning talking about how it caught 1 in 7 Americans by surprise. Oh, my God. Was that today? These people, man. This happens every year.
By surprise?
Although I shouldn't poke too much fun because Nick Knack was talking to her mom, and her mom's like, well, I'm just sitting on the couch. I'm just going to give myself until noon. I'm just going to watch some shows until noon, and then I'm going to get going and start my day. And Nicole's like, it's almost 1. She's like, what? She's like, yeah, the time change. What? Oh, my God.
Well, I guess that's a day then, huh? We'll just wrap it up.
Well, that's...
Call it quits.
My mother-in-law, bless her heart. So anyway, Katie came in this morning and wowed us with all sorts of cooking videos that you made this weekend.
Oh, I did so many
things.
And
it was actually quite nice because you were cooking for us.
I was, yeah. Well, remember last week we all, I don't know how, got off on the subject that gnocchi is easy to make. Can't remember how we got there, but I remember saying, oh, it's like an hour, if that.
Yeah, because,
like,
I was buying the gnocchi from Safeway, and you're like, why don't you make it?
Yeah, apparently it's a lot harder than I thought.
And I think I told you that on the air. I was like, yeah, because I got an extra 4 hours to make gnocchi.
No, it took me all day yesterday to make gnocchi, and part of it was I was on a wild goose chase for a potato ricer.
Oh, I thought you put goose in it.
No, there's no goose. This okay. Just completely vegetarian gnocchi, I want you to know. But I did have to find a potato ricer, and it just happens to be the hardest thing to find on the planet. I don't even know if they exist. But I went to 3 different places and could not find a potato ricer.
I wouldn't even know what to look for.
So, and it's funny because, like, I went on YouTube and I was just like, what can I use instead of a potato ricer? And they're like, anything that's mesh that you can push the potatoes through. Because that's part of it. You need to make the potatoes nice and fluffy and airy so you get fluffy and airy gnocchi, right?
Okay.
So I found a handheld mesh strainer.
Oh, I've got some of those.
You've got some of those. And then I put it over a bowl.
Yes.
And then I pushed each individual potato,
four and a half pounds
of them.
Did you use your hands?
No, I used a wooden spoon that I usually push, like,
I'm a germaphobe as it is, so I didn't want your hands in there. Were you bleeding at all?
I was not.
Did you bleed into the gnocchi?
I was not. Side note, I know how much of a germaphobe you are. Uh-huh. I bought a Pyrex dish just to put your stuff
you
in.
You did?
That's never been used.
It's a new Pyrex?
I have a picture with the receipt to show you.
You're
just because
so
I knew
it's
that
so
you...
Nice.
Josh, I didn't do that
funny.
For
That's
you.
That's okay. I don't care.
Figured
he loves germs. It's all good.
But no. So I went on the, you know, wild goose chase for his potato ricer. Couldn't find one. Then spent an hour pushing these potatoes through the mesh strainer.
What are you doing?
And then, like, I have video of myself. Like, it's actually very therapeutic to make gnocchi because you have to knead that dough and mix in the
flour. I thought
you
looked jacked today.
I know. My arms, I'm telling my wrist, oh my goodness, it hurts so bad today. But I, you know, rolled out the dough and you make it into big snake-like forms at the end, like big ropes, and then you cut the gnocchi.
Slice it up.
And then you form that little fork thing over your thumb because the indentations hold sauce more. So it's like there's all of, and then you have to put it on a baking tray put it in the freezer to freeze. And so then this morning I took all the gnocchi out of the freezer and put them in freezer bags for you
guys.
You're
so sweet.
Now it's
so
pretty ridiculous.
Like, total
time. I need to put that gnocchi in the freezer. It's just in the fridge right now. Uh-oh. Oh no, I need
to. Well, we'll go into a song
that
here in just a second. We got a little Justin Timberlake on deck for you.
All day to make
all
gnocchi.
Day. How and much then, did this cost you, your little adventure?
It's not that much. Like, gnocchi is just potatoes and flour.
Okay.
But
so you had
the
Pyrex?
It was the time that took more than anything.
Yeah, she's like, you owe me $11.50 for the Pyrex
dish.
I
know, like my labor, that intensive labor is what it was. But I boiled a couple of them, and they were all right. Like, If I make it again,
they're all right.
Well, if I make it again, I do some things a little differently. But I think for my first go at making gnocchi, I did a good job. But I want you to know
what
I also made you a creamy Tuscan chicken and sausage sauce.
One of my favorite sauces
for your gnocchi. So I made you a big. That's what goes in that Pyrex dish. I made that for you and for you. So if the gnocchi doesn't boil up nice and perfect.
Just cover it with the sauce.
Exactly. You can make some different noodles. It'll be just fine.
As long as the sauce is good.
But yeah, so.
That's very nice of you.
Dinner's in the fridge for you guys.
You're very sweet. That's very kind.
Yeah, so.
You know what I did for you this weekend?
What'd you do?
Absolutely nothing. It's good to see you, though.
That tracks.